This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on the American Standard Version recorded by Glenn O'Brien. The material record is current as of the 6th of July, 2013. American Standard Version from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The Revised Version Standard American Edition of the Bible, more commonly known as the American Standard Version, ASV, is the version of the Bible that was released in 1901. It was originally best known by its full name, but soon came to have other names, such as the American Revised Version, the American Standard Version, the American Standard Revised Bible, and the American Standard Edition. By the time its copyright was renewed in 1929, it came to be known as its present name, the American Standard Version. Because of its problems with seminaries, it was in America sometimes simply known as a Standard Bible. Contents. The article contains 8 sections. The sections are: Section 1, History. Section 2, Features. Section 3, Revisions. Section 4, Usage by Jehovah's Witnesses. Section 5, Basis of Philippine Bibles. Section 6, See Also. Section 7, References. Section 8, External Links. The article has been provided with an information box containing material of interest to the reader. The information box has the following information. At the beginning is an image. The image shows the front cover of the Bible and has a caption, Star Bible's facsimile reprint of the American Standard Version. Below the image, the following information is provided. Full name, Revised Version, Standard American Edition. Abbreviation ASV. Old Testament Polish 1901, New Testament Polish 1900. Read online, American Standard Version at Wikisource. Derived from English Revised Version 1881 to 1885. Textual basis, New Testament, Westcott Old 1881 and Togo's 1857, were reduced in a single continuous form in Poland 1881. Old Testament, Masoretic text with some Septuagint influence. Translation type, formal equivalents. Reading level, high school. Version revised 1929, copyright renewal. Copyright status, copyright expired. Religious affiliation, non-denominational. Genesis chapter 1 verses 1-3. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was waste and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life. That concludes this information from the info box. Section 1. History. The American Standard Version is rooted in the work that was done within the Revised Version, RV. In 1870, an invitation was extended to American religious schools for scholars to work on the RV project. A year later, 30 scholars were chosen by Phil Schaff. The denominations were set with Baptist, Congregationalist, Dutch Reformed, Friends, Methodist, Episcopal, Presbyterian, Protestant Episcopal, and Unitarian. Their source began work in 1872. A suggestion the American team had would be accepted by the British team only if 2/3 of the British team agreed. This principle was backed up and agreed that if their suggestions were put from the page to RV, the American team would not publish their version for 10 years. The page had about 300 suggestions in it. In 1881, the RV New Testament was erased. 4 years later, the Old Testament appeared. Around this time, the British team disbanded. Also around this time, unauthorized copied editions of the RV appeared with suggestions to the American team in the main text. In 1898, publishers at Oxford and Cambridge universities published their own edition of the RV with the American suggestions included. However, these suggestions were reduced in number, but it didn't cover all of these suggestions which were listed in the appendixes, as can be verified by comparing the appendixes to the main text 1898 edition. Some of these Americanized editions were also in case used versus a tough American revised version on the cover of the spines. Some times thousands of digital books that first opened included the Apocrypha to revised version. In 1901, the 14-year agreement between the American and British ships expired, and the revised version, Standard American Edition, as ASV Bowles officially called, was published by Thomas Nelson and Sons the same year. It was copyrighted in North America to ensure the purity of the ASV text. In 1928, the International Council of Religious Education, that by the way merged with the Federal Council of Churches to form the National Council of Churches, acquired the copyright for Nelson and renewed it the following year. The copyright was a reaction to tampering with the text of the revised version by some U.S. publishers, as noted above, allegedly in the interest of American reading public, which was legally possible as there was never a U.S. copyright filed for the RV. By the time ASV copyright expired, interest in this translation largely waned in the light of newer and more recent ones, and textual corruption and never became an issue with the ASV as it had been for the RV. Because the language of the ASV was turned to less apparent than English, as well as because of what some perceived to be excessive ritualism, it never achieved wide popularity, and the King James Version will remain the primary translation for most American Protestant churches to the publication of the Revised Standard Version 952. However, for many years, at least the ASV was a standard Bible for many seminaries. In fact, this is another nickname gained the standard Bible, and so the translators produced the RSV called the Revised Standard Bible, as the name Revised Standard Version. There were two rationales for the ASV. One reason was to obviate any justification of unauthorized copies of the RV that was circulating. Another reason was to use more the suggestions the military preferred, since the British team used further suggestions in the first place, even the later version which they had published incorporated some of them. Interestingly, while many of these suggested American scores were based on differences between American and British usage, many others were based on differences of scholarship and what the American advisors felt the best choice to be. Consequently, the researchers occasionally retakes ASV to a not present RV. The American standard version passed the antiquity, and where the copyright side copyright has passed the public domain. Very antique editions are extremely hard to find. Richard Pastor faced congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses of the USA reported that the Watchtower Society no longer prints the American standard version of the Bible, nor any other Bible, either Watchtower's own New World Translation and King of the Indian translations, and thus no longer supplies them to the congregations. However, some individual congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses still have some ASV Bibles in stock and fell to the public. A standard Christian by all publishers style Bible tests by ASV Bible, New Testament Owners to 32013, and I feel each publisher began to do so in recent years, says that each first sell paragraph. I first published these with Now Our Business, 2013. Ghost of White published currently published ASV New Testament editions, including Watch Print Edition. They even published the Bill's New Testament with notes, which is a commentary which gives power New Testament to the Crystal Revised Translation New Testament of 1881. Finally, 2009, Believe Interest Industries LLC started offering a nice and affordable art cover with complete ASV paragraph format. The duo ever since the 2013. But can be found on Amazon and Facebook. There appears to be a great interest in ASV, in part because this includes one of the first and most recently released Bible OIC ROMs. It's also found most Bible gallery in their sites. This entry is accompanied by image to the caption, title page to the ASV. Section 2. Features. The divine name of the Almighty, the Tetragrammaton, it consists we read to Jehovah in the ASV Old Testament, rather than Lord as appears in King James Bible. The reason for this change, as it can be explained in purpose, was that, quote, the American revisers were brought into the unanimous conviction that Jewish superstition, which God defined as too sacred to be uttered, or no longer the dominating English or any other version of Old Testament, end quote. Other changes that are fit to ASV incur, but are not limited to, such as ooh and that for which were referred to people, and Holy Ghost was taught to favor the Holy Spirit. Page endings were added and footnotes were improved. Section 3. Revisions. The ASV was the basis of four revisions. There were the Revised Standard Version, 981, 946 to 952, the Amplified Bible, 965, the New American Standard Bible, 995, 963 to 981, and the recovery version, 1999. A fifth refreshes in the making, the World English Bible. The 80th feat was also based on Kev N. Taylor's Bible paraphrase, The Living Bible, 1931. Section 4. Usage by Jehovah's Witnesses. The 80th feat has been used for many years by Jehovah's Witnesses. The reason for their choice to the 80th feat was twofold. It is with Jehovah's defined name, which is congruent with the doctrine, and they derived the name from Isaiah chapter 43 verses 10 and 12, by which contain the phrase, Ye are my witnesses, saith Jehovah. Also, there was a perception that the 80th feat had improved the translation of some verses of King James Version, and other places reduced the verses that they felt to be erroneously translated carelessly to mere footnotes, removing the main text altogether. Jehovah's Witnesses Polish organization, Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania, prepared their own version of the King James Version 1936, but there are other ways to put the 80th feat to 1944. From 1944 to 1992, they prepared and distributed over a million codes of 80th feat. By the 1960s, the dual translated all scriptures, and members of the group and rights which are controlled, which are as fierce to both used by most of witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses publication continued to create as fierce of scripture, and if noted, quote, it would be good to have your persuaded authorized version and embrace their version, end quote. Section 5. Basis of Philippine Bibles. Because of popularity in America's their version early as the trade of century, this has been the basis of Philippine Bible Society in translating the first editions of Bible in different Philippine languages. Now in public domain, and Biblia, Tas Tagwad, Sobrano, Adrenion, and Roy, Te Biblia, the Ilocano Tale, and Se Biblia, the Bessian Tale, is ASV as the basis. It's very evident to be used to Jehovah instead of more commonly used to Yahweh in the rare translations. Section 6. See also. This section suggests some Wikipedia outlines. The suggested outlines are 1. Revised Version 2. Wolgast International Study Bible 3. New American Study Bible 4. World English Bible. Section 7. References. There are references to further in the written Ford cycle. Please be sure to fill out the information found in Wikipedia use the references before or by cross-referencing the information yourself. Section 8. External links. In addition to the above, several external links have been listed for finding additional information online. We have now come to the end of the spoken article, America's Data Version. This our file and all text article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License and found at creativecommons.org.